Hey, real quick, before we jump in, my friend Alina Vincent, who is the queen of online challenges, is opening her doors to her signature fast, easy, and profitable online challenges program. I think you definitely want to check out this step-by-step system that totally works. I've used it. It shows you the right way to create, fill, and monetize your online challenges. So just go to jenlehner.com/Alina, and that's Alina.
Hey guys, it's Gary Vay, Nerd Chuck, and you're listening to the Front Row Entrepreneur Podcast with our girl, Jen.
Today, I'm really excited to share with you a special sort of episode. I recently attended a mastermind in New York with some of the best online entrepreneurs in the industry, and I asked each of them this question: what's the best piece of business advice you've ever received? I also asked them about the most impactful business book they've ever read, and you can hear what they shared over on my daily Front Row Entrepreneur Flash Briefing via your Amazon device. Simply say, "Alexa, play my flash briefing." And if you've enabled the Front Row Entrepreneur flash briefing over at Amazon.com, you'll hear these little audio nuggets each day, Monday through Friday. So let's jump in.
Hey there, this is Miriam Shulman of the Inspiration Place podcast. And my best piece of business advice I ever got was 20 years ago when I was back in finance during an interview. The interviewer had said to me, what is more important is not that you lose money, but that you miss out on the opportunity to make money. And so many times I'm reminded of that, how we hold ourselves back from those opportunities.
Hi, I'm Lisa Husseini, and I'm the CEO of iCadenza, a coaching company that helps musicians build their dream careers on their own terms. And the best piece of business advice I ever received was from my coach and mentor, Carolyn Fryer Jones, who said we vote with two things, our calendars and our wallets. And if we're doing anything that strays from our calendars and our wallets towards achieving our business goals, we're just not going to get there. It all boils down to that.
Hey, my name is Mary Alice Goldsmith from MaryAliceGoldsmith.com, and I am a business coach to ambitious coaches building thriving businesses online. One of the best business advice I've ever received was to stop following people incessantly on the online space. You know, imposter syndrome is a big thing, and I found myself getting very caught up in what people were saying, doing, being, and always coming up with, I can't do that because they did that. And so I literally detoxed from following almost all of my favorite people except for two. And I created an email account where I allowed their emails to go in and I would investigate subject lines and things like that. But I wouldn't get obsessed with all of the information. I kept it really simple and generic. And as I followed people for more research purposes, they all went into that inbox. And it was such a huge help to me in terms of confidence and really owning my own voice. It was really powerful.
My name's Nicole Culver from NicoleCulver.co, and I help digital influencers build a successful business with 1,000 true followers. The best piece of business advice I have ever gotten is to stop waiting until everything is perfect. You're always going to have the fear. You're always going to be unsure. You're always going to have that feeling in your stomach that makes you want to wait, but you just have to go for it. So stop waiting for perfection and just start the business that you want to have.
Hi, my name is Ron Reich, and I help A-player experts build seven-figure businesses using a combination of launches, high-ticket offers, and evergreen funnels. And the best piece of business advice I ever received is, essentially, I could put it in three words. Implementation is everything. Really, when it comes down to it, implementation is everything. There's this idea that one of my friends, Paul Lumber, shared with me, this idea of the no strategy strategy. And that really means if is that if all you did was do things every day to build your business forward, which typically in our world of online marketing or marketing are marketing and sales related activities, if all you did was those things, you would eventually succeed. And there's this other idea that as long as you're in action, you're eventually going to be really, really successful, because even if you're going the wrong way, it's fine because you can always reverse course and eventually get to the right way. So again, implementation is everything. I work with a lot of 6- and 7-figure and 8-figure players and helping them grow their businesses. And that is by far the commonality. They are all super duper implementers that when they get an idea, they just put it into action. And that is the number one piece of business advice I've ever received.
Hi, I'm Michelle Martello of MinimaDesigns.com, and I'm a web designer and digital strategist. I work with brands to help them leverage their business online. I often work with folks who maybe have taught in person for a long period of time. They're experts in their field, and now they're ready to build online courses and digital products. So I have a lot of fun with that. My best business advice, and because I've mentored a lot of folks, and especially a lot of female web designers, the best business advice I've ever given and also probably gotten is to focus on relationships rather than the project. My best projects and clients have all come through relationships. I can probably trace back at least over $500,000 to 2 relationships. And that's why I always say focus on the relationships. People move into new jobs, people move into new industries, but you can take people on the journey with you.
My name is Alexis Fedor, and I have a company called Artists in Business. I help artists create thriving online businesses with and for their art, whatever their artistic discipline is. The best piece of business advice I've ever received was from my mom, actually, and that is to always put people first. So I really have found that whatever business I'm running and whatever industry it is in, including my own business as an artist and including helping and teaching other artists, whenever I get stuck or I think, well, what do I do next? Like, what's the next best move? And it could be, you know, 1,000 moves to choose from. I always stop and think, what is in the best interest of the people who are in front of me? That has really served me well, and I think it will continue to.
Hey there, I'm Mel Farr. I work with female online entrepreneurs who are on the struggle bus to find consistent clients online, and I help them build an online following full of people that are ready to say yes. And you can find me over at melissafarr.com. And in terms of the best business advice that I've ever had, it's really simple. It's all about keeping it simple. I focus on one thing at a time. And once I master that, then it's time to add something on. So in 2015, when I first kind of started this business, I just sold one-on-one coaching programs. By the end of 2015, I'd mastered that. I had 25 clients. So then I started launching group programs. By the end of that year, I mastered that. And I decided to launch a mastermind. You know, I mastered that and I went on to live events and evergreen funnels. And now I can kind of piece that all together. But I guarantee you, if I tried to do all those in year one, which many people do, my business would not be a business anymore.
Hey, this is Patty Lennon. You can find me at pattylennon.com. And my best business advice I ever got was write it down on a piece of paper. When you're going to do something, have a plan. You want to market something, create a marketing plan. You want to have a business plan. But have it written down, single sheet of paper. What are the steps you're going to take to create the result you want?
Hi, I'm Laura Belgray, creator of Talking Shrimp at talkingshrimp.com. I help entrepreneurs and personal brands find the words that get them paid to be themselves. And the best piece of business advice I ever got was build a list. It sounds intuitive, it sounds like a given, but it was not, and most people I know don't build their list, and if they have one, they don't write to their list. So build a list and write to your list regularly.
Hi, this is Camille Virginia. I'm founder of Master Offline Dating, and I help single women who are burned out with online dating and apps to get the power to attract men in the real world. The best piece of business advice I've gotten over the years is probably to do less. I feel like as entrepreneurs, we're always encouraged to be doing more if you're not on social media, all the platforms, if you're not emailing your list 5 times a week, if you're not doing webinars, all these things, then you're falling behind. And, you know, you should be doing all those and figure out a way to add more hours to the day. So it actually is the opposite from what I found after trying to do all the things and not getting as far as I want to, because you don't really get traction in any of them. To focus on 1 or 2 things per quarter, quarterly projects, I found are very manageable. And then, you know, say no to everything else. So that would be my recommendation. If I had to go back and do my business all again, I would choose to focus on just a few things and do them very well, since I'm very mastery driven.
I am Ryan Schwartz, a launch copywriter and a trainer with copyhackers.com. And I would say that the best piece of business advice that I've ever gotten, and it's also part of one of my favorite books of all time from The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, is to really start with the end in mind, but not just start with that end in mind, but ask yourself what must be true for that goal to occur in the next year, not in the next 5 years, not in the next 10 years. See how you can collapse those timelines and what must be true for that accelerated growth to happen. And then just spend the next day, the next 2 days, writing down all the things that come to mind that would make that goal possible in the fastest amount of time that you think is unreasonable but can actually be attained.
Hey, Tony Almeida from NaturalSell.com. And the best piece of advice that I've received, it's not about what you want to sell, it's about what they want to buy. So as good as you think your product is, or as much as what you feel like they need, if it's not what they want to buy, it doesn't make a difference. So
now, dear listener, I'd love to keep the conversation going. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received? Come into my free online classroom, The Front Row, and let me know. You can get there by going to frontrowclassroom.com, or you could just tweet at me. My handle is at Jennergy, and that's J-E-N-R-G-Y, so just 1 E. And I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you next time.